The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. The whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. For anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of his people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the words. Worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. The seed on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Well, after a month of watching soccer, as a typical American, I watch it every 4 years. We're now down to our final four teams, the World Cup. Right, we have France going against Spain, and England going against Argentina and the referees. Right? And I have to admit, I haven't watched too much of it. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's been exciting in the games that I have watched. And I shared this with you before, but one of the best times to go anywhere is when World Cup is on. I went to Disneyland for a couple hours to meet up a few friends. The lines were like maximum 15 minutes. I went to Dodger game last Sunday. Nobody was there. And you know, it's been really neat to see the world just kind of excited about it. But I have to admit, when the United States lost last Monday, I was worried about my brother's mental health. He lives and breathes Team USA soccer. He watches it all year round. It doesn't matter when, you know, it was World Cup year or not. So we have a family group chat. I know you all do too, right? But then there's the real family group chat, right? So I texted my brother. I said, hey, just thinking of you. How you doing? I didn't hear from him till the next day. I understand. And he was he just said, it is what it is. Let's hope we do better next time. It just wasn't our day. And I thought, God, he handled that really well. Then he said, man, this really sucks. But you know, sometimes in our daily lives, we feel like that too, don't we? About stuff that's far greater than, you know, the World Cup, which is fun and important, but sometimes in life we feel like today's not my day. And maybe it feels like a week's not our day, or maybe a month or a year. And sometimes we look out at life and it's very, very difficult and it's hard. And this gospel acknowledges that today. But Jesus teaches us a beautiful lesson in our gospel. He clearly teaches us that he alone is going to give us the strength to keep on going when life gets challenging. I've been honored and blessed the last 2 weeks. Every night I've gone to visit one of my best friends. He's a deacon who's actively dying. And I was with him last night, and you know, I just looked at him and I said, are you ready to go home to heaven? He said, you know, I am. He said, it's interesting. We preach about this to the people, but now here he is, and he said, I am ready to go. And I looked at him and I thought, what faith this man has. So the world is offering us temporary pleasures and satisfaction, but Jesus Christ is the only one who's going to give us the strength, my friends, to get out of bed in the morning. As let's just be honest, sometimes getting out of bed is an accomplishment, isn't it? He laughed at that one. As it's true. Because we look at our schedules and we think, God, give me the strength today. So Jesus is the beautiful, great teacher of this gospel. His position in this gospel is the sign that he's teaching. He's sitting on the boat. They're going out to the water. And what do we see here? The parable. The path. The seed eaten by the birds. So what does that represent for us in the year 2026? It's the constant noise of the digital age we live in, is it not? Our distractions and busyness cause us to lose focus on Christ. Jesus alone is absolute truth. He alone is our answer. But what do? We seek gratification from other things. Sports, you know, we look at our phones all day. Whatever it is, and we hope that's going to make us feel better. Maybe it will temporarily. But the busyness takes us away from nurturing our spiritual life. The rocky ground or the seed scorched by the sun, that symbolizes our impulsive faith, where we think that we need to feel good all the time. It's, you know, I was watching some stuff online. It was showing how Europeans have fallen in love with the United States who are here with the World Cup. Have you seen any of this? They're obsessed with ranch dressing, apparently. But one of the things they laughed at was, you Americans constantly ask each other, how are you? And you always say, I'm good. And sometimes it's okay not to feel good. And that's what our Lord is telling us. When we're not feeling good, to not run away from it, but run towards him. A shallow faith versus a true faith. A shallow faith wants it easy all the time, wants it to feel good, whereas authentic faith is realizing that, yes, it is going to be difficult. Life is going to be hard. We are not disciples of Christ for an easy life. We are his disciples for eternal life. The thorns, the seed choked by the weeds, the pursuit of wealth and success and titles, wanting to feel important, status, the need to feel validated on social media. But Jesus tells us your self-worth does not need to be earned. It is freely given by him. So we try and try and try so hard to make people happy, make people like us. And yet our Lord is saying, I've already given you what matters. Don't worry. I see you when you make mistakes, and I love you unconditionally. And finally, the good soil that yields the crop, you're doing it right now, my friends. You're at Mass. You're receiving the Eucharist. You're here to pray. You're with your families, your loved ones. You're praying for them. But we yield a fruitful crop by being full of patience with each other, by having a receptive heart, by listening and growing in our knowledge of our Catholic faith, and realizing I need to grow in my faith, not my interpretation of what I think Catholicism is, but what actually the Church teaches. And that's a beautiful thing, and it's a freeing thing when we study our faith. Because when we study our faith, that's when we're free to make those wise decisions even more. And one of the most important things that we do so that we grow as a child of God is to focus on eternal life. Eternal life is our end goal, my friends. So we have a choice to make. We could run from life when it gets hard and blame the world. Sometimes people even blame God. Or we could say, Jesus told me it's going to be hard, but he said it's going to be all worth it because I'm going to grow into a saint one day. You know what my biggest dream would be as a pastor here at Holy Family? Is if one of you had a window after you one day. Saint Ricky of South Pasadena, okay? I don't know how that name came into my mind. But whatever it is, that's our goal. That's where we're meant to be. So keep on going and don't give up. It's going to be worth it, my friends. But we need to do it the way Jesus tells us to do it, because we mess it up when we think we know better. Amen? Amen? So where do you need to be more firmly rooted in your Catholic faith? Maybe you haven't gone to confession in a while. Maybe you say, I want to study Scripture. I'm going to go to Bible study here at Holy Family. I'm going to be more charitable. I'm going to be more kind. Whatever it is. But where is this gospel speaking to you today to be more rooted in Jesus?